Hello, it's Pastor Jason here with another episode of Be Encouraged, where we are just giving tips, tricks, whatever you want to call it, to empower you to train your child in a way they should go. These are simple, practical things that you can apply to your life, to your parenting, to the spiritual mentoring that you do over your kids that will bless you and bless them and help you both to grow in your calling and in what God has called you to do, which is parent your kids, to shepherd them in a way that when they grow old, they will not depart from the faith. And so this is just practical tips that we apply to our lives and that we've seen amazing things happen, and we just wanted to share them with you. And so today, what I want to do is I want to talk to you about commanding the blessing over your children's life, to speak words of life. The Bible says the power of life and death are in the tongue. And so we need to use our tongue to speak words of life and blessing over our children's lives. We are the priest of the home. We are the spiritual authority of the household. And just as God commanded the priest to speak blessing over the people, God commands us to do this in our children's life. So real fast, before we jump in, before we need to put on the brakes, and I just assess your life right now. Just assess your parenting. Assess the way you talk to your kids. Does more condemnation come out of your mouth, or more, maybe condemnation is a harsh word, but more discipline come out of your mouth, or does more blessing over their lives come out of your mouth? Now weigh that. Weigh that. Because it would be my hope and my prayer that as we go through these, that you'll say, God, I want to speak words of life over my kids more than I speak words of correction. Because there's a transformation that's happening in their life. And so here we go. I just want to start with Numbers chapter 6. And this is what God says. The Lord spoke to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. And I would challenge us and say, this is how we are supposed to speak over our children's life. When you lay them down at night, may you speak this over them and make it so they can hear it. Because when they hear it, it reminds them of God's love, of God's provision, of God's protection, of God's favor upon them, because they are favored, because they are co-heirs with Christ. Amen. And so it says this, this is how you're supposed to speak over them and bless them. You should say to them, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look with favor on you and give you peace. And then he goes on and he ends with this. In this way, you will pronounce my name over the Israelites and I will bless them. Speak words of life. Command that blessing over your children's life. Speak it. Just as they did in the old ancient Israel times, we should be doing that over our kids' lives. Imagine the power that it has over a kid's life when you sit them, when you're praying with them, and then you just start speaking words. Lord, bless them. Keep them. Let your face shine upon them. Lord God, be gracious to them. Right? That commanding of the blessing. Isaac, right? When he was old in his age, he blessed Esau and he blessed Jacob. And then Jacob went on and he blessed all his sons, proclaiming blessing over their lives and over their future, over the future generations that would come through them. I mean, we named our son Asher because of the tribe of Asher, which had a unique blessing spoken over it that was just beautiful. We should do that to our kids. Speak blessing over their life. How about Deuteronomy 28, right? This is just the word of blessing that God gives to his people. He's giving the covenant. He says this, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow his commands, I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above the nations of the earth. And all these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You pronounce that over. You say, as you walk in obedience to God's word, all these blessings will overcome your life. You'll be blessed in the city. You'll be blessed in the field. Your storehouses will be blessed. That's the promise of the blessing, right? You speak that over their lives. Not a day are you going to be in want, because God will satisfy all your needs. Psalm 20, verse 4 through 5 says this, may he give you the desires of your heart and make your plans succeed. What a prayer that is. That's a blessing over their lives. And may we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant you your requests. Psalm 91, 11 through 12 says this, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, right? Understand God's protection. That's part of the covenant promise and the blessing over their life. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. All right, you see the power in these? You see the power and the confirmation of God's character and his promises as we speak them over their life? Guess what happens as we speak these over their life? They believe them and they receive them. Just as we believe and we receive, as we do this with our children, they believe and they receive, and it transforms their heart, and it builds their faith and their trust in God. How about this one? Proverbs 3:5-6. It's a simple verse, and it's one that we should all know, and we should relay it to our kids. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. He will remove the obstacle from your life as you trust and walk in obedience over him. Pray that over your kids' life. That's blessing. Trust in the Lord, and he will remove the obstacle so that you can walk on smooth surface. Jeremiah 29:11, right? The famous verse. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans to prosper. This is God speaking over the nation. This is God speaking over his people, right? I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Or Ephesians 3:20-21. Remember, we're just going through the blessings that God has in his word, and we're just speaking them over our kids. It says this in Ephesians, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work within us. You could even look at them in their faces and say, the power that is at work in you. How powerful of a moment is that when you confirm that word in their life? The Spirit is at work in you. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations. One generation declares his works or praises his works to the next. That's what's happening here throughout all generations, forever and ever, and amen. Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. The promise that God is still Jehovah Jireh over their lives. You praise his works to the next. God provided for my needs, and now guess what? He will provide for your needs. He will provide for your needs. 1 John 1:2. Dear friends, I pray that you will enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. Imagine praying. That's just a simple prayer that John has for the church. His spiritual children. How could we pray that over our kids? Dear son, I pray that you enjoy good health. May your days be long and healthy and satisfying. See, when we speak these wonderful verses over our children, what are we doing? We're reminding them of God's love, of God's provision, of God's protection, and this becomes guidance in their lives. They remember the promises of God, and then they're able to act in faith because they know the blessing of God upon their life. Why? Because we as parents spoke it over them. The power of life and death are in the tongues, and as parents, we get the opportunity to speak blessing over our kids. Just like God commanded the priest to speak blessing over his people, we get the opportunity to fulfill that priestly role in our house and speak blessing over our children, his sheep. May God bless you and may God keep you. May his face shine upon you. And may he be gracious to you and your family. God loves you and he has a wonderful plan for your life.